Ken Houston.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, when you put that buffer in, would you verify that you left the nut all the way screwed down for the 10 minutes, and that's the period when the water was coming out the two holes?
No, the water could go those holes, I put the buffer in, I put it into the injector, then I put the injector into the adapter. And when I went to screw down on the injector, it looked like it was starting to seep fluid around the injector again. So I stopped, it didn't look like it was doing any more, and I thought I'd look and see. By this time I was getting suspicious that maybe the needle wasn't open. So I decided to take the injector off of the needle adapter. I took it off and everything looked okay. And it was when I went to put it back on, when I depressed the needle to, when you push the injector onto the adapter, that's when it looked like it squirted out of these two holes in the side. And I did that several times and it repeated itself.
Okay, we copy that. Was the nut snugly against the ampule when you tried to put it back on? If you backed off on the nut, it may have allowed the it may have allowed the ampule to slide back up in the compartment there, and then you were just opening up the needle.
Well, I thought it was down snug. If it wasn't snug, would it push water out of those two sideboards?
Yeah, it sure would. I had that happen in the pre-chlorination there on the pad before launch. I had backed off on the nut, and instead of just filling up that ampule, the water pushed the ampule off the needle, and then once it's done that, the water just goes back around and comes out those two holes.
Well, I can't say that didn't happen. The first problem occurred with the chlorine injection.
Right, I didn't see that on the pad.
Yep, my first problem was when I went to put the chlorine ampule in. And at some point in there, when I went to take it out, I tried to get it in and it didn't look right. When I went to take it out, it started bubbling all over. And I couldn't tell where it was coming from then. And whether it came from those two holes or not, that's quite possible. I'm not sure. When I looked at the ampule itself, after I opened up the injector, you can see that the bottom of it had broken, the little sliding plug in there.
Right. Once that thing isn't watertight anymore, you'll get leakage into that container, and that'll all come out those holes.
Okay, then perhaps the only problem was the one with the first ampule breaking.
All right, we'll try to get you a procedure here and go back and try that.
The rest of it. Say again?
I was going to say we'll try to get you agree on a procedure here and then go back and try the buffer again.
Okay, I guess, yeah, we can do that.
Okay, hold off on that. We'll get a procedure.
Okay, is that something you want to do tonight or do it tomorrow?
You want that buffer in there tonight, don't you?
I don't know. I can't vouch for how much chlorine went in. Perhaps very little. It's up to the guys that have the plumbing responsibilities there. I just can't tell you how much chlorine may have gotten in.
Okay, we understand. Okay, Ken, I guess we'd like you to take that buffer ampule again and screw the nut down on it so that you think it's good and snug in there, and then put it on the adapter and see if you can see if it'll take the buffer. Before you close it all up again, you might look at the ampule to make sure it hasn't cracked.